Paul Ambecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This could be a did you know or do you care? The Chinese government said they're banning Justin Bieber from performing in their country to maintain order in China. They said while the entertainer might have talent, his offstage antics are disruptive and not keeping with the order of Chinese society. So they're banning him. Gee, why can't we do that? New York Post printed a story, said spending 2 hours a day or more in the car makes you dumber. Seriously, it literally reduces your IQ sitting in your car that much. Researchers say driving is mentally stressful and fatiguing, and when you pair that with being sedentary for so long, it causes gradual declines in your brain. Weirdly, that's not the only story about cars and intelligence that came out over the weekend. Another study found that smarter people are more likely to fail their driving test the first time they take it. Well, time again for a few random facts. The first commercial jingle was in a Wheaties radio ad back in 1926. Jackie Chan is a classically trained opera singer, and he's released more than 20 albums. Who knew? And Flamin' Hot Cheetos were invented by a janitor named Richard Montanez at Frito-Lay's Rancho Cucamonga, California plant. Since then, he's worked his way up to running PepsiCo's Multicultural Sales and Community Promotions Division. Way to go, Richard. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker back with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Boy, if you're lazy, this is great news. And if you're not, it's even better news because it's an excuse to give in to your slothful impulses. New study out of Stanford University. People who just think about exercise and consider themselves healthy live longer than people who think they're out of shape. Researchers found that when people believed they were in shape, it actually led to drops in their weight, body fat, and blood pressure. So think about going to the gym and be healthy, even if you don't. This doesn't compute. Here are a few signs your job is making you miserable. You don't like your coworkers. You hate Sundays. You feel underpaid. You never see your friends, and when you do hang out, you complain about your job all the time. Well, it's kind of up to you. Where you work, life's just too short to hate your job. Hey, more on China this morning. A biotech company has cloned a dog and claims they have the ability to mass-produce superdogs. The company Sinogene created a beagle puppy named Long Long in a lab using a surrogate mother and the DNA from a 2-year-old dog named Apple. But they didn't stop there. After Long Long, the scientists created 2 other puppies using Apple's DNA with plans of cloning more and better dogs in the near future. Ah, it's just scary when they start messing with stuff like that, like playing God. Well, turns out bigger is better when it comes to homes, anyway. At least that's according to a new survey of homeowners. The real estate website Trulia found that the biggest regret people have about the home they currently live in is that they didn't buy bigger. Almost a third of homebuyers wish they'd opted for more square footage. Only 9% of homeowners admitted to buying too much house and wanting to downsize. A British ice cream parlor is offering a sundae featuring 2 scoops of any ice cream plopped on top of a bed of crispy fries. The owner of Cafe Cream said the intention was to get people talking, but the concoction has kept them too busy chewing. So it's going to stay on the menu. Speaking of fries, no idea when we could get them or if we will, but McDonald's has been testing a new fries product, the loaded bacon and cheese basket. They're delicious fries topped with cheddar cheese sauce and applewood smoked bacon pieces. Oh boy. The South Haven Performance Series presents the Picasa Chamber Music Ensemble this Friday night, 7:30, at the First United Methodist Church. The concert features cello, flute, harpsichord, and will highlight European Baroque music. Admission is just $10. Students admitted free. For more information, contact Mr. Tom Renner at 637-2892. 637-2892, the South Haven Performance Series. Friday night at First United Methodist Church. Knucklehead news out of Pennsylvania, where a 65-year-old woman named Betty Thomas from East Germantown caught a cab last Thursday night. She and the driver wound up getting into an argument about the fare. And when he got out of the cab, Betty hopped into the driver's seat and drove off. And then she started picking up fares. She gave rides to at least two passengers before cops tracked down the cab. She was arrested, charged with theft, theft of services, receiving stolen property, making terroristic threats, and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The Daily Buzz. If you see something that you think I should buzz about here on Super Hits 103.7, please send it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can fax me, 637-2675. Drop the information off here at the station across from McFadden's on M140 in South Haven. You can even leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz, proudly posted at WCSY.com. Also available on iTunes and Podcast America. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Landecker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.